KQED.
Apartment rents are way up around the Bay Area, especially in San Francisco. Yesterday, we heard from a young couple vying with other apartment hunters for a place in the crowded city. Now, KQED's Stephanie Martin reports San Francisco is considering a new way to create more affordable housing, micro-apartments. A studio unit with a bathroom, a kitchen, and a closet can be as micro as 220 square feet.
31-year-old Andy Huang moved here from New York City a couple of months ago.
So this is the apartment.
Though he has a good job in tech, he's living with three roommates in a two-bedroom apartment.
Hey, Leo. Hi.
His roommate Leo lives in what was probably once a pantry. The other two roommates have the real bedrooms, and once upon a time, Huang's room was a living room.
So as you can see, there's no closet.
Clothes hang on a set of parallel bars in the corner. Contact lens cases, deodorant, and other toiletries adorn the fireplace mantle. There's no sofa, no desk. A laptop sits on the bed.
This is definitely not for everyone. I think people would be frustrated by the fact that this room has no closet and that it's for four guys sharing a bathroom.
We have a housing affordability crisis in San Francisco. Rents are through the roof.
City Supervisor Scott Weiner authored the micro-apartment proposal going up for a vote next month for people in Huang's situation. He says he wants to help people who would prefer their own space but can't afford the city's sky-high rents.
And if we can give them an option that's smaller for $12 or $14, $1,500, that's a good thing.
The proposal has many critics, especially among those who advocate on behalf of low-income families. Amanda Heyer is executive director of Raphael House, a shelter for San Francisco families. She says that with not enough subsidized housing to meet demand, she's worried people with children will try to live in the tiny units.
Obviously, it's not sustainable for a family to be doubled up in housing where there's not enough room for children to have their own place to sleep. Parents aren't able to create a sense of family connection and safety for their family when they're living in those substandard ways.
Land use attorney Sue Hester says she's concerned that if micro units catch on, those rents will increase, and so will land prices. She says that would make it harder for nonprofit affordable housing developers to build units serving low and moderate income residents.
And that has been who San Francisco is. But if the only people that can afford to be here are people who make $200,000 a year, that is who we will serve.
Supervisor Scott Weiner says he's negotiating with critics and may try to pass his ordinance as a pilot program. In the meantime, micro-unit developers are optimistic that city leaders will find a compromise. Patrick Kennedy shows me one of about two dozen apartments he's building close to downtown San Francisco.
Well, this doesn't seem that small.
No, in fact, it will seem bigger, believe it or not, once it has furnishings.
At 300 square feet, this is slightly larger than the city's minimum, but Kennedy says he could easily go smaller if city leaders approve the micro-unit ordinance. He specializes in packing in a lot.
We have a window seat with a table that goes up over there in the corner. We have a dining room table that converts to a Murphy bed over here. We're going to have a love seat there. A desk, flat screen TV over there.
And this is dishwasher.
Yeah, dishwasher, yeah.
As for Andy Huang, he says he's not sure he'd choose a micro unit over his crowded two-bedroom apartment. He says it's worth giving up some privacy to live in the city's popular Mission District neighborhood. And anyway, he grew up in China, where sharing crowded spaces is a way of life. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. You can share your apartment hunting story on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KQED News. And there's more news online at kqednews.org.